This is Jay Sekulow. The military appoints the Military Freedom from Religion Association president as a special advisor.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I would say that this is not a fight between Christianity and Judaism or between Christianity and Islam. It's not a political spectrum left or right issue. It's a constitutional right and wrong issue. And that's what most of our military has forgotten.
Our Pentagon has been turned into a Pentecostalgon, and our Department of Defense has been turned into an imperious, fascistic contagion of unconstitutional triumphalism by people that want to kill us or have their version of Jesus kill us if we don't accept their biblical worldview.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Take it back.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die, someone will get a beating and I will administer it.
Last week we went over 6,000 active duty members of the United States Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force that have come to our foundation as literally spiritual rape victims, as tormentees, not as claimants.
After 9/11, this is what rang through their heads. We have too much freedom in this country and not enough Jesus. This is not a Christian-Jewish issue, please. That's the way the people that I fight try to frame this. Mikey's taking our warm, you know, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away.
Take that thing right out of here.
Fundamentalist Christians that are praying, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y, on non-fundamentalist Christian brothers and sisters saying, you know what?
You may have thought that you were a Christian, but you're not quite Christian enough for us, and as a result, you will burn eternally in the fires of hell.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Well, this is a shocker, and I guess this is just the new nature of where we are in our political life. Mikey Weinstein, who is one of the most aggressive of church-state separationists, and frankly, I've debated him before. We have agreed to disagree, but he goes over the top often, in my view. They have appointed him and the Military Freedom from Religion Association organization, which he's part of, as special advisors to the Pentagon on religious liberty issues in the military. This is a guy that calls evangelical Christians the Taliban. Listen to this, number three.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
And your taxpayer dollars now, folks, funding the whole military, of course, and that means Mikey Weinstein's, whatever, I don't know if he's got a paid consultancy or if it's for free, whatever it is, dangerous for religious freedom in our view. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Skip Ash is in our studios on our campus at Regent University. David's with me here, David French, in our media center. Jordan and Than in D.C. Jordan, you've been tracking this organization for years. They have some of the most outrageous comments. And folks, I want to hear, especially from military people, how do you feel about this as the appointee on military freedom in the military? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air.
Violently threatened, this Mikey Weinstein, violently threatened to say beat people because they were religious persecutors. Let me just say something really broad statement here, which I would love to see Mikey Weinstein try to respond to. There's no religious persecution in America. Persecution. In the military, there's no one dying because they wouldn't become a Christian. There's no one being thrown in prison because they wouldn't become a Christian or because of their faith. He's talking about here is, again, harassment because of religion, possibly, is what he's talking about. But to say it's persecution in any form or any stripe and then he'll beat people even if he'll die for it, stop being such a martyr in the United States. It's made up. Okay? There is harassment of religion, and there is religious discrimination. Sure, that exists in the United States. That exists everywhere in the world. But to persecution, that he's going to beat people for it, or someone's going to get a beating that he'll administer. But Franklin Graham can't speak at the Pentagon, but this guy can make violent threats. They need to just get rid of him, throw him off this thing, and make it really public that they've done so.
Well, we want to protect religious freedom in the military and protect the military from the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation and Mikey Weinstein. We've got a petition going right now. Folks, you go to aclj.org or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. Stand up for real freedom of religion in the military. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 1-877-989-2255.
There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
We're fighting Al-Qaeda, we're fighting the Taliban, and we're turning our own military into that exact same thing.
Mikey Weinstein, the head of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, has made some of the most unbelievably incredible statements about Christians. He doesn't say it about Muslims, by the way. We face incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subordinates in our nation's armed forces. This is what he wrote. This is what he said. Let me read it again. We face incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subordinates and our nation's armed forces. That's bad enough. But what really makes it worse is that the military has appointed him as a consultant on religious freedom. So we're going to react and respond to that. You know, they told Franklin Graham he could not speak at the Pentagon at a National Day of Prayer event because he was, quote, too anti-Islamic. And now you've got the guy, Mikey Weinstein, is now a special consultant to the military. And this, I've debated this guy before, folks. We'll get some of those tapes over the next few days and play you some of those because it's unbelievable. His statements, he calls Christians no different than members of the Taliban. So if you want to say, you know what, we're going to stand up for real religious liberty for our military and we're going to fight back, you call us right now and you add your name to this petition. We got to stop this quickly before it really gets out of hand. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition at aclj.org. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Calling us. The Taliban. Let me go first to Skip Ash, then I want to go to David on this, both of military experience. Skip, you've worked with Christian fellowship groups in the military. We've debated Mikey Weinstein before. This guy's got a very, very antagonistic and nasty disposition when it comes to Christians, especially evangelicals, and Roman Catholics, by the way, not so wild about either.
He really does. This is a guy who thinks the First Amendment of freedom of religion really means freedom from religion. But it's even worse than that. In his own book, his second book, he wrote this about evangelical and fundamental Christians. He said that we would willingly, even eagerly, condemn, ostracize, and put to death our fellow citizens. And then he says we would stop at literally nothing to achieve that end. That includes mass murder. So he believes that religious believers, Christian fundamentalists, and
evangelicals
would commit mass murder to get our way in the military, to take it over, and he's afraid we're going to then use the military to take over the United States. I have been involved in Christian groups and the military since I was a cadet at West Point. I have never heard one individual over that period of time, which is now over 40 years, ever say anything remotely like that. This guy is delusional.
Yeah, David?
I couldn't agree more with what Skip just said. I mean, the fact of the matter is his views are beyond extreme. He has all of this rhetoric, and then you say, well, okay, where's the evidence of this problem? Where's the evidence? And you begin to scratch the surface of it, and he's like, oh, well, there might be a word in a PowerPoint slide he didn't like or something like that. It's so trivial. And then he has this unbelievable rhetoric that would never be permitted within a mile of the Pentagon if it was about Muslims.
Well, I'm going to play you a soundbite, folks, and I'm just going to warn you right now. We bleeped out the expletive. But this gives you a sense of what this guy's saying, and ask yourself this question. Why in the world is the military using this guy as a consultant on religious liberty? Listen to this.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die, someone will get a beating and I will administer it.
This guy has now been named a consultant at the Pentagon. I mean, think about this. I'm playing you this soundbite again, folks. Because we've got to, this is unbelievable. I'm going to ask Stan and Jordan in Washington, we got to get this. This is absurd. Mikey Weinstein, listen to what he's saying.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die, someone will get a beating and I will administer it.
All right, I want to administer something too, and it's called, you know, let's get this fixed real quick and get this guy out of a consultancy role with the Pentagon because this is absurd. Now, I know that the administration's politically correct. Well, let me explain something to the administration. This guy is not politically correct. So here's what you do. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign that petition right now, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can imagine the word that was expletive there. I don't even have to explain that. But folks, this is a guy that's now been appointed by the Pentagon. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we're going to tell the military, we're going to tell Congress, we're going to tell the White House, this guy should not, or his organization, should not be appointed. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me ask this to Jordan and Than. Than first here. Let's get congressional support on board and end this. This is really, I've debated this guy. You want to have a debate, that's one thing, but this is frankly repulsive.
Yeah, I've been communicating with members' offices even this morning, Jay, and they are unbelievably shocked, even from this administration. We already actually have a letter from Congressman Jones going to the White House, but let me say this. This is the sentiment I'm getting from the Hill. This is the fox guarding the hen house. You're talking about a man that has spent his career attacking Christians, and now the White House and the Defense Department, by the way, under the supervision of Secretary Hagel,
yeah,
no accident
go.
There,
yeah.
Sending a clear signal that they condone this kind of hateful activity, Jay. It is tremendously troubling.
We've got to get, Jordan, big congressional support, though, to end this and end this quickly, because this is, it's really, I'm going to play another bite for you in a minute, folks, but Jordan, this is over the top. You've followed this guy for years. I've debated him. You know, I've had him on the broadcast. I'm going to get him on the broadcast next week. I want him to spew that stuff on this broadcast next week so we could just debate it right here. But this is unbelievable that this is the guy that the Pentagon says, oh, we need a consultant. Let's get him.
Well, I mean, he's compared Christian proselytizing to rape. Now, this is on a day where I was in meetings all over dealing with Saeed Abedini being in solitary confinement, a 2x2 foot cell in Iran. If Mikey Weinstein wants to go die for religious persecution, he can go help the persecuted church, the number one most persecuted group in the world, evangelical Christians, who face death because of their faith. I don't know of anyone in the military, the U.S. military, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, atheist, Wiccan, who faces death because of their belief.
Well, let
and
me.
And here in the United States, I mean, this is, first of all, I have a lot of respect for the men and women of our armed forces, and I think he's an embarrassment because he makes them act as if they're not adults who can't make up their own decisions about their personal faith. I mean, these are not people that these are not children. These are adults.
Let's take a phone call. I'm going to save this bite. I'm going to play a bite for you in a moment, folks, near the end of the break here. That's going to be, it's earth-shattering. Let's take a phone call. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead, Jordan. Who's next?
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Andrian is calling California Line 1. Andrian, welcome to JSEC Live.
Andrian, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hi, Andrian. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm on a cell phone, so I hope we don't go dead.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I live in the Santa Barbara area, and three things are really, really, really bothering me. First of all, you know, we've got socialists, we've got Feinstein, Pelosi, woof, Bob.
Yeah, but let's talk about this. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm focusing like a laser beam on what we got in the military right now. Go ahead, if you got a comment on that.
Base. At Vandenberg Air Force Base in Lemoore, they actually relieved the chaplain. Lemoore Naval Base, they took the chaplain away, said there wasn't room and cut it. There was no problem.
Well, let me tell you, there have been problems within the chaplaincy corps, and Skip, we have dealt with this head on, and this has been a mess.
It really has been a mess. We've had there are some internal problems, but the biggest problem, I think, with having Mikey here he never wins in litigation.
Never wins a case.
He
David
sues
and I
a
were
lot.
Talking about that before. Never wins a case. That gets dismissed on standing usually.
That's right. And normally what happens is he raises so much cane and he is so loud that people back down and they sort of give him attention because of that. But his arguments never prevail in court.
Because they're ridiculous.
Correct. But the problem is, I think people are beginning to self-censor because they're afraid of offending him and catching his attention.
Yes, he's becoming the great, the great censor of American freedom of religion in the military. Go ahead, David.
Look, this guy has enormous influence over the mainstream media. That's what's so unconscionable here. I was telling you a story before radio. I was invited on Good Morning America to comment on some of his claims. They didn't put me on. They stopped the tape. It was a pre-tape and told me to express more sympathy for the victims of Christian persecution. I was stunned. But these guys work with the mainstream media. The Washington Post, Sally Quinn, did a story about him without mentioning any of his extremism, acting like he's a serious character.
Yeah, well, he's not. Jordan,
it's
go
unbelievable.
Ahead.
He's not serious. And I think a strategy here is to talk about what has he done for freedom. I mean, he's served our military. Great. Guess what, though? This point here, to become an advisor to the Department of Defense on religious freedom when you say that you'll beat me up because of my religion? I mean, no. Just because you were in the military and you went to the Air Force Academy does not mean you get to tell people what's okay. You are saying that we are going to be violent. Yet I don't know of any Christians cutting anyone's heads off.
Nope. But here,
I don't know of any.
Okay,
Why does he go after Islam?
Let me go ahead and play a bite. This is about the late Jerry Falwell. This is, again, now the consultant, Mikey Weinstein, the consultant to the military. Listen to number 17.
The dead guy, Jerry Falwell, and I'm sorry, I'm very glad he's dead. I'm very sorry if anyone's upset about that.
This is the guy that is now a consultant on religious freedom to the military. Let's take action, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, and you add your name to this petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Making fun of Jerry Falwell's death. Back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is not a Christian-Jewish issue, please. That's the way the people that I fight try to frame this. Mikey's taking our warm, you know, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away.
This guy makes these disparaging comments about Christians and Jesus and the late Jerry Falwell, and now he's appointed as a special consultant to the Pentagon's military offices to determine religious freedom. This is the guy, of all the people in the world you're going to pick, they pick Mikey Weinstein, who's never won a case he has litigated, folks. I've debated this guy, his anti-Christian animus and bias, you're hearing it, it's unbelievable. He is profane, he is provocative, sure, but I'm going to play for you again, expletive deleted, what he said he will do to anybody that shares their faith, number five.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die. Someone will get a beating, and I will administer it.
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot, go over there, and let's do that to the Iranians. Right, Jordan? That's what he needs to do. Mr. Big Shot, I'm going to go after religious persecution. That's what he needs to do.
This is what I've said all along. Christianity is not responsible for persecution in the United States. I mean, and if you want to look back in history and try to tie civil rights to churches that may have had wrong political views, I'm talking modern. I'm talking Mikey Weinstein's life and his kids' life. If he is scared because his kids hear a Christian message and there's issues with individuals, and maybe that's what upset him, is one or two people that came into contact, deal with it like that. But to make these kind of broad statements, you have now become, he is the Taliban. He has become what he has said he is against. He is now threatening violence, saying he's going to beat down people.
Right.
I've got clients who are facing real beatings every day. When's the last time Mikey Weinstein got beat up for his faith? Or faced life in prison for his faith, or death by hanging for his faith? Did his kids face that? This is what happens in free countries. You will hear lots of things you don't like and you may not agree with. That's what freedom's about. Yeah, and that's why we protect it, and why our men and women in our armed forces fight for it and risk their lives for it every single day.
Yeah, but this guy is acting the Mr. Big Shot. He's saying he's going to go over there and he's going to beat people up over it. Well, go over there and beat up the Taliban, okay? Do us a favor. Go after the Iranian regime that's trying to do brutality to our client, Saeed Abedini. This guy is a blowhard who's got the military intimidated. The guy, David, has never won a lawsuit.
Most of his cases don't even get out of the starting gate. They're dismissed so quickly. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
And look, what he's talking about, what he's complaining about, are soldiers or airmen who get their feelings hurt in a conversation at the dining facility or see a bumper sticker or a PowerPoint slide they don't like. The level of drama compared to the violation that he thinks that occurred is off the scale. It's not even rational.
No, he's not, you know, Skip, you and I have gone out there and debated him. He is not he's not rational on this. He's got this. His animus is so significant. He calls us crusaders. Listen to number two.
Chris Rada has a piece out that was written in the Huffington Post several years ago. It's called "The Top 10 Reasons We Look Like Crusaders to the People That We're Fighting." What that does is that enrages our Islamic allies, it emboldens our Islamic enemies, and it eviscerates the good order and morale and discipline in our own military. And it's exactly what our fear is. That, along with the fact of our nuclear weapons being lost under the control of these dominionist Christians.
He's worried about dominionist Christians controlling nuclear weapons. This guy, folks, look, if this would be funny if it wasn't for the fact that he's been appointed as a consultant to the military because they're so intimidated by his verbosity. So you go to your phones right now. We're going to get congressional action here. And fan, I'm going to get everybody engages, folks. We got a petition up right now that says basically, this is not the guy you use. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Groups are starting to talk about this, Stan, but we've got to get a lot of momentum here to get this guy out.
Congress has to get involved in this, Jay, for this reason. If this guy can be a consultant, it's going to have a tremendous impact. And here's why. We know that Planned Parenthood was in the room when Obamacare was written, and as a result, abortion was, of course, included. If this guy is in the room when the Department of Defense is deciding religious freedom matters, we are going to have discrimination against Christians, plain and simple. He cannot be in the room.
Let me tell you something else, folks, okay? I've argued a dozen cases at the Supreme Court of the United States, and a lot of involving religious liberty. A lot of those won with 9-0 unanimous decisions. Has the military called me or the ACLJ to consult on religious freedom, or David French or Skip Ash or Jordan or Than or anybody? No. Who do they pick? They pick the guy that says this.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die. Someone will get a beating, and I will administer it.
This is the guy picked by our military. So ask yourself this question. Who's paying for all this? You and me. So let's put an end to it right now. Put the military out of their misery. We do that by taking direct action on Capitol Hill, and enough is enough. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 2255. Let's go right back to the phones. But folks, take action on this. Is inexcusable.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. People really want to talk about this. Let's go to Jim in Michigan on line four. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Yes, I believe that Mikey Weinstein is the administration's point man for an attack on Christian freedom within the military.
Well, what he's done is his appointment alone, Skip and David, I'm going to go to on this, Skip first, then David. His appointment alone sends a very strong and negative message. Skip?
That's exactly right. Especially, you know, we have a president who supposedly was teaching constitutional law.
Yeah, really.
And we have a president who chooses this individual who has no clue what the First Amendment says and what it means. His positions are totally out of line with the jurisprudence of the Supreme Court of the United States having to do with religious freedom, and therefore they choose a person who is advocating policies that run counter to what the law currently is.
That's who they pick.
It's amazing. You debated him at the Air Force Academy. I've debated him at the Army War College. And at the Army War College, one of the examples he gave of this terrible thing that's happening was a commander invited a sergeant to a Bible study twice.
Because of that,
it was awful. And he said that colonel should be court-martialed because he was persecuting and harassing his subordinate. It's nonsense.
David?
You know, look, let's put the blame where it lies here. I mean, Mikey Weinstein is who he is. It's a colossal failure of judgment at the Pentagon to bring him in to consult. He has only the power that the Pentagon is giving him.
Which is unbelievable. Listen to number nine.
Last week, we went over 6,000 active duty members of the United States Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force that have come to our foundation as literally spiritual rape victims, as tormentees, not as claimants.
Spiritual rape victims, not as tormentees. Not as claimants. He called those that were sharing their faith, I guess, with other people, spiritual rapists. He also says that basically that, you know, his biggest concern is that the Christian dominionists are going to get their control of nuclear weapons. Folks, I wish this was a spoof. It's not. He has been appointed by the United States military and our Pentagon to be a consultant. We want that to stop today. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign on that petition right now. Or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, this is absurd, but he is the one selected. So we fight back. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 2255. More when we come back. Take it back. Take it back.
Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Mikey Weinstein, consulting with the military on religious freedom. You talking about letting the, you know, fox into the hen house? Listen to this one, number four.
Offices Christian Fellowship, until very recently when we were beating them up in the press, they changed their purpose and goals because they couldn't handle the fact that we were destroying them in the press. So what was their purpose and goals? Number one, their purpose was we want to see Christian officers, exercising biblical leadership to raise up a godly military. Let's change the words around and you tell me how much blood there would be in the street. We want Islamic officers exercising Quranic leadership to raise up a Mahdi army of Allah. Under our Constitution, is there a difference?
All right, Skip, I'm going right to you with that outrageous statement. And because you've worked with the Officers Christian Fellowship, which is a great organization, this guy is getting away with this. This is what bothers me.
Yeah, you know, when you read the literature on the Officers Christian Fellowship, and I have been a member since 1968, the whole idea is to help Christian officers become more Christ-like, and to have servant leadership.
What a horrible thing that would be, right? I mean, that would be a little different than being more Allah-like in their view.
Yeah, absolutely. We are not trying to take over the military. We would like to have more and more people come to the Lord, but that's a Christian thing. And we believe that as military officers, we're placed by God in the military, and you bloom where you're planted. And that's the whole idea, is you share the good news wherever you are. It's not to be coercive. It's not to force your views on anybody. No one can be forced into the kingdom of God. And it's not to harass your subordinates. But it is to help me become a better officer by becoming more professional, mastering my professional skills, but also becoming more Christ-like. And Christ is the ultimate leader. And that's what the OCF seeks to do. We're not trying to take over the military so that we can have a coup in the United States. No one wants that, and especially evangelical Christians who have suffered in those circumstances and do not want those things.
Well, you know, Jordan, you said this, and I'm going to go to David in a minute, but Jordan, you said this. I mean, this guy, he blows hard. He makes all these statements, but he doesn't really go after persecutors of people like the Taliban, like the Muslim extremists, like the jihadists, or like the people, he's such a big shot, like the people holding Christians in jails and prisons around the world, the big shot Mikey Weinstein.
I mean, if he cared so much about religious freedom and persecution, this issue, not, he doesn't call it discriminatory, he calls it persecution, and uses this violent rhetoric. I mean, you know, go spew that in a place where people are actually guilty of it. And if not, the fact that the mainstream media has accepted it in doesn't tell you a lot about where they are, why they are so out of touch, why...
Right.
Their viewership is so low, their readership and their newspapers are dying. I mean, that is why. They think that this is okay, and they won't include the language that we are from him, which he puts on his website because they don't want to look bad. But this is who they actually like. This is who they agree with. And this is why when people figure this out, they turn off their TV, they turn off the newspaper subscription. And the truth is, go look at how many mainstream media sources pump this guy up. It's sickening.
But ask yourself, why in the world would the Pentagon, David, be consulting with Mikey Weinstein?
It's a colossal
failure.
A guy
who's never won a case, and
right.
It just puts out hyperbole and horrible statements about Christians. Why would they consult with him?
Well, one of the reasons why they consult with him is just
they're
what Jordan was
them.
Saying. The mainstream media, he's got the ear of people like ABC News, of Washington Post, and they don't report his extremism at all. They omit that entirely. They treat him as if he is a normal, rational individual, but he's got irrational thoughts and he has friends in high places.
And, Than, let's talk about the Washington angle on this, because we've got to get direct action here. That's what we're asking for. They just need to stop consulting with him, or at least consult with others, maybe some people that have, I know, won a case at the court. Go ahead, Than.
That's exactly right. That's what Walter Jones has asked for. Let me say, he said he wants the Defense Department to ensure that service members honor constitutional freedoms. And get this, he asked the Pentagon to reach out to people and organizations who better respect our nation's long-held ideals of religious freedom. That's not Mikey Weinstein.
We need to get Walter on. He's been a good friend of ours. We're going to get the congressman on the air here because this is, folks, it's outrageous. Look, you've been holding on. Hang on. We're going to get to your calls, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. We've got information posted at ACLJ.org. David, I take it more coming.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, we got a lot more coming up on ACLJ.org. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Back with more in a moment.
There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Warn everybody now. We debated this during the break, whether we're going to play these next two bites, but we're going to. Let me set it up. Mikey Weinstein makes some outrageous statements. He likes focusing on this. He calls this dominionist Christians. That means, you know, people that have dominionist Christian, in other words, take over the world approach. But here's what he said about them. Folks, this is kind of rough, so just listen to 13. The next one's even worse, but we'll play 13 first. Go ahead.
Dominionist Christian will say nothing can constrain me from proselytizing my version of Christianity. And these people we find have several particular malodorous stenches about them. It's like walking into a ditch in my native state of New Mexico here on a hot August afternoon and having your nostrils assaulted by the stench of 10,000 rotting swine is so bad.
Okay, this is the guy they're consulting with who calls Christians rotting swine, but that's okay. It gets worse. Listen to 14.
The first stench is virulent misogyny, the fact that basically women should be consigned to selecting food, preparing food, cleaning up after meals, spreading their legs, getting pregnant, or raising children. The next one, Will, is virulent anti-Semitism. The next is virulent Islamophobia.
Okay, this guy's nuts, okay, in my personal view. I understand he makes these statements because he wants to get press coverage, but, I mean, really? I mean, really? You really believe this? Maybe he does. Maybe this is his view of the way life should be. But the reality is, most people don't think this way. And to start spewing this about Christians, frankly, is insulting. He's such a big shot. You know, he's not going to go after the radical Jew. What's he going to say about Major Nadal Hassan? Is he going to say anything about him? No, David, I don't hear a lot of comments coming out of him about that extremism.
No, you don't hear about that. You know, but I keep going back in my mind. Imagine if you just substitute in Muslim for Christian. He'd be on a Homeland Security watch list. He wouldn't be invited to the Pentagon. I mean, it's... Absolutely. He'd be a one-man hate group in the eyes of the mainstream media if you substitute out Islam for Christianity.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And remember this, folks, sign that petition, ACLJ.org. We're off to a good start. We've added a lot just in the first 30 minutes. Or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name, ACLJ.org. We're going to have an email going out on this tomorrow. Or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's get some more calls.
Bill in Wyoming, line 5. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bill.
Once again, thanks for your hard work on people of our behalf.
Yep.
Really do appreciate it. Speaking as a witnessing Christian in the military, I'd like to know where this guy calls home, because whenever I and others have tried to witness to others, we've been told, mildly put it, to get lost. We leave them alone. But if they have questions about the Bible, they come to us and ask them.
Well, I mean, you're right. And Skip, you've talked about this before. I mean, you know, if someone asks a question in the military, and Jordan said this, they're acting, Mikey Weinstein's acting that these soldiers can't, you know, they're not smart enough to think for themselves. And the reality is, Skip, that's just not true.
That's exactly right. When you're living in the military and somebody comes up and talks to you about something you don't want to hear about, you make it quite clear. Hey, buzz off. You know, when we were at the Air Force Academy and you were debating him there, he kept saying, well, these poor cadets are not going to be able to deal with this. Let me tell you, you're training these people to be officers in combat, and they can't deal with somebody coming up and saying, you ought to consider Jesus? This is ridiculous. Or we are so failing in our academies that we are in deep national trouble by taking that type of person into our military.
Yeah, David, you've experienced military combat most recently. Skip served in military as well in combat zones, including Korea. But this whole idea of the way that these officers and soldiers interact, Mikey Weinstein, is, although he's been in the military and appreciated his service to the country in that sense, but I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what planet he's on. I mean, soldiers are strong-willed folks. I mean, they can take a conversation in which they disagree with each other. They can handle that, and they handle that all the time. When you're downrange together, You live like family, I mean, in the closest possible quarters, and you talk about everything. And sometimes people get mad at each other. Sometimes they agree. That's just life. And to say that a conversation about God, it would be spiritual rape. I mean, this, again, we've said it again and again, it's not rational. But how does he have friends in high places?
That's the thing, Jordan and Than, I don't understand. How I know the military gets intimidated by just someone speaking out like this, but to go this far, guys, really is unbelievable.
Well, I think that is the key issue. It's the influence level of a individual who has only failed in his post-military pursuits on this issue. And if I say failed, I mean you can measure his success rate, which is zero. And to give him the light of day because of his Huffington Post blog? I mean, come on. The fact is, yeah, so what if the mainstream media? The mainstream media is not so pro-military anyways. Why are you so worried about him when obviously what he's accusing the military of doing isn't true, because he loses when he goes to court over it.
Always.
So, show me this happening. Show me the evidence. Show me religious persecution in the military. Because to use that word about our men and women who choose to go to some of our best universities in the country, the Air Force Academy, Navy, Army, I mean, these are smart young people who are, again, volunteering to serve their country because of freedom. Because of freedom. And to act like there's some Christian dominionist takeover, the fact that Mikey Weinstein can say all this in America, and he is totally protected and has no fear of retribution from the government or from the military, just disproves his whole point.
He is
making up a conspiracy against himself. Go live in a place, if you want to feel what that's like, there's plenty of places around the world that don't have freedom.
Now is he making it up? He's a consultant. They're consulting with Mikey Weinstein. The Pentagon is on this. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Than, you mentioned congressional action before we grab a call here. Let's talk about focusing on what we can do here.
All right, I'm actually having a meeting with interested members tomorrow morning. What
there
we need
go.
To do is we need to put pressure on the Pentagon, and I'm just push this back to this issue for just a second, Jay. This is why we fought the confirmation of Chuck Hagel. You have to have a strong Secretary of Defense who's going to recognize things like this before we actually have to fight back. We don't have that. He made a tremendous mistake in this situation, and we need to make sure that Congress pushes back.
All right, folks, we want you to join with us. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition today, 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Robert, Maryland, line 6. Robert's been holding on. Robert, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, hello, Jay. Hello, Jordan. I wanted to make a comment. This appointment of Mikey Weinstein
yep.
from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation as being a consultant to the Pentagon is completely outrageous. And my question is this as a result of the direct influence of Chuck Hagel being nominated and voted in as Secretary of State, but also is this a reflection of the of our president's views, President Barack Obama?
Well, you've raised the two questions of the day, and that is, and Than was just addressing this, is this part of the, you know, you get Chuck Hagel in as Secretary of Defense, and you've got a friend with Mikey Weinstein. I mean, is that what's going on here, Jordan and Than?
It didn't help. I mean, let me say this. If you say the kind of things that Mikey Weinstein has said, you should not be getting an invitation to the Pentagon. And Chuck Hagel
right. not
controls
invitation. Oh, let me stop right,
right
there. Not even an invitation. You know, the fact that they're consulting with him is absurd. But they would not let Franklin Graham speak at the National Day of Prayer. Today's the National Day of Prayer, but this was a couple years ago because they thought he was too much of an Islamophobe. But they're letting this guy consult with them? But go ahead, Than.
Well, I would just say, I mean, to say to a soldier in combat zone that he has to suppress his faith is about the worst thing you could do for his morale. And a strong Secretary of Defense would recognize that instantly, and yet that hasn't happened here.
Jordan, let's talk about the pressure that can be put on. We're getting, by the way, a lot of people are going to the website at ACLJ.org, signing on to that petition and calling us at 877-989-2255. Before we take our next call, Jordan, you have followed these guys. You've watched these statements. The outrage on this, it doesn't get better with time. It gets worse.
It does get worse because they have actually tapped into what so many people who are our listeners have recognized, that they seem, and they are, so outside the mainstream American thought, but so is the mainstream media, so is much of the those who control, you know, what we read and what the news that we learn. But you know, things have changed now. He hates Fox News, for instance. He attacks Fox News in his in one of his pieces. Because why? Because Fox News prints what he says. You know, that's what he doesn't like.
Right.
He doesn't like, yeah, he loves the Washington Post because they will not print the bad stuff because that will make the author look bad. And those authors care a lot about themselves at those kind of places. But Fox News, they're just putting out what he's put out. He never says that what they say is wrong. He never has accused anyone of everything that we're playing here is his voice.
Why
doesn't reading it? His own words.
Why doesn't he put on his website all of his cases and how they resolve themselves? All right, we're taking more calls, 1-800-684-3110. As we get ready to take a call, the truth of the matter is, David, that's the real joke here. The guy never wins in court. Never.
Oh, never. Never. He
doesn't even get out of the gate, like you said.
He doesn't have a single viable legal claim that he's ever made. He gets dismissed early on, quickly, immediately. So now he's circled his wagons around his friends in the mainstream media that get him access in the Pentagon. And that's the colossal failure of judgment. How are you letting this guy get in the Pentagon?
That is, folks, beyond understanding. We're not going to have time for a call yet. We'll stay on the line, folks. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Hey, we're going to keep you updated on this. Go to ACLJ.org. We're going to be getting a lot more information on this in the next 24 hours. There'll be an email going out. Make sure you're getting our email alerts. Engage on social media, Facebook, Twitter. You can join Jordan's there, mine. Follow us. Also, call now. You can add your name to that petition, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. It's hard for me to believe that the Pentagon is consulting with this guy. I mean, just thinking about this right now, it's unbelievable. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to take action. And folks, a lot of information also on Facebook. Go there, get involved in the issues, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Russia.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family
then at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
All right, so Van's going to meet with members of Congress tomorrow and their staffs, and we're going to get right on this, folks. But we want to let them know that we're hearing from thousands of Americans. We are going to send an email, David, out on this. What's going to come out tomorrow morning?
We're sending out an email to hundreds of thousands of our members telling them exactly what's happening, that the Pentagon is consulting with an anti-Christian extremist.
There you go.
And calling on the calling on our members to sign the petition to demand that the Pentagon cut ties with this extremist.
So we're going to fight back, folks. Again, if you want to sign on to that petition, it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And Jordan, maybe you could write something at the Washington Post about this since they've given him other space before. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go. Mike in Missouri on line two. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike.
I've been holding on for a while.
I know you have. Thanks for holding in there.
It's very interesting, but just a few things. Yeah, he doesn't need to be there. That's obvious. If it was you or me, and they wouldn't even consider you for that position because they can't control you.
They can't control him either. Let me break it to you. I mean, and here's the problem. And Skip, you could address this. We've debated him before, and I'm going to get him on the broadcast next week if possible. You just got to have to, you know, watch the buttons here to hit the delay. But Skip, this guy gets very personal very quick.
He certainly does. I mean, it's one of these things that if you agree to meet with him, he goes in there, he barges in, and he tries to browbeat you into doing what he wants. And if you take his ideas and then you don't do them, the next thing you know, the Air Force Academy found out there's a billboard outside the Air Force Academy telling them that the people in the Air Force Academy are incompetent and they're homophobic and they're this and they're that, because if he doesn't get his way, he always strikes back. There's no compromise with this guy. So he is very forward in what he does.
So we're going to fight back on your behalf, but folks, it's going to mean everybody getting engaged here, and Jordan, that means it's going to be a real fight. So let's grab another phone call here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Troy in Indiana, line one. Troy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Two quick points. One that, Jay, I can't know, the gentleman was just talking, morale. My son's on his way to his sixth deployment. My daughter in Marine Corps.
Thank you for their service.
Unit. Each time, each one of the guys, about their faith, make sure they remember their faith and where they stand. And as the gentleman talking, being in the service, check your sectors. I guess I'm going to be in trouble for that. And in the second thing, this is a slap in the face to Joe Rosenberg, because they call him up there to ask him about end time things a lot.
Well, here's the thing. This is a slap in the face to all of us. And David is in the David French is a judge advocate general in the military. And this is not representative of what the military really thinks. I don't believe.
No,
that a guy like Mikey Weinstein is the representative for religious tolerance in the military.
It's not representative of military culture at all. I mean, military culture, and Skip can speak to this very well. Military culture is one where, look, guys debate each other. They talk to each other all the time about every topic under the sun. I mean, people are tough in the military. They are able to withstand a little bit of disagreement. And by and large, folks in the military are really tolerant of other points of view. It's a pretty diverse group. And Christian officers understand that and adapt well and work well within that. That is just the way it is. I don't know what military Mikey Weinstein is looking at, but it's certainly not the one I have any experience
but
with.
But Jordan, he does, I mean, he makes these vitriolic statements because he knows it gets attention.
Well, that's true. And it gets attention, and then he says, yeah, I can't believe that they're saying, I say, you know, that's what they focus on. But you know, you say those kind of comments. The truth is, though, the mainstream media, they like what he's doing, so, you know, kind of attacking Christians. So they leave out the part about, you know, rape, you know, proselytizing is rape, or that Christians just want to impregnate women, and then they're also anti-Semitic and Islamophobic.
Well,
the truth is, how can Christianity be your enemy and Islam isn't if you're saying that, you know, you believe in religious freedom? That doesn't make any sense. Those who are against religion, you know, you have to either be against all religion. You can't pick and choose because it's easy to go after the Christians because they're not what you say. If you go after Muslims the way he went after Christians, you may actually face some real retribution, honestly. I mean, he'd probably be in some real threat. But when you go after Christians this way, you know, the media covers it. We talk about it as wrong, and you get meetings at the Department of Defense.
Yeah. I mean, that's the irony of all this. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Jordan?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to John in Arkansas, Line 3. John, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, don't take this wrong, but I think I'm not for this guy or what he's doing at all, but I think it's a good thing because this exposes these hypocrites for who they really are and what they're really up to.
Well, I mean, you're right about this much. It does get you to put out their statements, and all we're doing is we're not putting out statements of what people have said about him. We're playing his own statements, and I'm going to play another one for you right now. We've played this before. It's got the expletive deleted, folks, but this is what the man thinks. This is a now consultant. He's being consulted by the Pentagon. Number 5.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die. Someone will get a beating, and I will administer.
Oh, you know, he's so full of baloney. I mean, this guy, I mean, get him on the air. Let's have a debate about this. I want to see if he's going to walk up to, let's say, the Taliban and say this, David.
Oh, what a tough guy.
Yeah, he's a toughie.
What a tough guy. I mean, he's a lawyer who loses cases. What a tough guy. I mean, but, you know, again, he's got his right to say what he's saying, but the Pentagon doesn't have to listen to him, and the mainstream media doesn't have to give him one of the biggest platforms in the United States.
Listening to him, they have consulted with him. I mean, I don't understand this. And, you know, Skip, we have been in meetings with, this is a couple years back, with chaplains. That I wouldn't exactly call it a consult. How would you phrase that meeting? It was a meeting of, you know, I don't know what it was, to placate, I guess is what it was.
Well, they invited us because they had a problem with one of the things we were saying. But while we were there, we also informed them of what the law was and the fact that they were outside the law, and they came and changed. They weren't happy with the fact that we had pointed out to them that what they were doing was in violation of the law. And then we followed up with a letter laying out the law for them, and then they modified their behavior because they were outside the law. And it's so we actually had a positive relationship with them after that, even though they were a little bit surprised that we would take the time to do that.
Fan, your course concern is you're in the room, you end up impacting policy.
Yeah, I mean, the last caller's right that this does expose him for who he is. But when he is in the room, when religious freedom policy is being written, these crazy ideas are going to end up being a part of that policy. We cannot have that.
All right, Dennis, very quickly, Line 4, go ahead. Dennis, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It just amazes me how the mainstream media can take these radicals and portray them as just mainstream. And I mean, I'll give you a quick example.
Well, Jordan, is that what's happened here? I mean, is that basically what's happened? He's
yeah,
not winning
yeah,
in court.
He's gotten awards. I mean, he's a defender of freedom. No, he's an oppressor. He's someone who wants no freedom. He thinks that our men and women in our military aren't mature enough to have real freedom. And so you need to censor everything from people. The truth is, as a nation of free ideas, he's the only person complaining about it. He's got a small band of his followers. Great, allowed to do it. Isn't that disprove his whole point then, that he's allowed to do it, that he has the freedom, they can go to meetings and no problems for him?
All right, go to ACLJ.org. We're going to have an email going out tomorrow on this, and you can sign that petition now. ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.